So tell me, what do you look for in a good agent or manager?
Somebody who's ride or die, you know, who you don't have to keep constantly call and, you know, get on them and be like, oh, you know what, you have anything for me? What's coming up? I haven't heard from you, but, you know, that type of thing. And you said an agent. The difference between an agent and a manager is you have somebody as a manager specifically who is calling up different casting people, different productions, and saying, hey, I have Dorian Wilson. You know, I think he'd be perfect for this part, blah, blah, blah. Or he loves your show. Can he at least take a meeting? So you have that one-on-one. An agent looks at the breakdowns, and the breakdowns is what is comes through a computer, and it has a listing of all the different roles. And it says, looking for an African-American male between the ages of 40 and 60 to play a smooth-talking, blah, 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 you know, type of. And then my agent then will submit my headshot and my resume. And then the casting person then calls and says, you know what, Dorian would be perfect. We want to see him at 1:30 on Wednesday or whatever.
Okay.
So, but that agent, I need that person to believe in me as much as I believe in myself,
right,
to get myself out there and to, you know, really pitch for me.
Right.
So, you have somebody believe in you.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to join the Screen Actors Guild?
This is really sad. It was not sad, but it's not heard of. Like 3 months into, yeah, it was crazy. I did a commercial workshop because coming from the Bay Area, you know, and I did theater, oh, and I knew everything there was to know about theater, and so I was like, you know, if I get into a commercial workshop, at the end of the 6 weeks, you have different directors, producers, and agents who then come see you do your finished products,
right?
And so out of the eight different people that were in the room that came to see us, like six of them wanted to sign me. Yeah. And so I picked an agency that was affiliated. They had another branch in the Bay Area that I was familiar with. So I went with them. They sent me out on my first audition. I did a Long John Silver's commercial, I played this pirate. Then I came in, I blacked out my tooth. I had a bandana on. And I was like in a big ass earring. Yo ho, you know, doing it. But it worked, and they had to tap Hartley me, meaning they had to make me join the union and paid for it because they wanted me for the commercial.
Wow.
Is that crazy or
what? Awesome,
this is,
man,
the first shot out. But, it, you know, then after that, it was like 2 months after that that they called me for an audition. I'm like, hey, you remember I got that, you know, what's happening?
Yeah.
So, you know, it wasn't all, you know, just uphill. But I've been able to go like this, and that's all that matters.
That's
to
all
me.
You need.
Most definitely.
You know, the car is still in motion.
I have never had another job.
Wow.
So that's saying something. And I've been here for 25 years or so. Yeah.
Well, we don't want to age.
I probably cut that back a little bit too. So anyway.
No, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
So for up and coming aspiring actors, do you recommend that they join SAG immediately or at least let their resume build up? Especially now since there's a lot more non-union work going on. You know, so do you recommend that they join immediately?
Well, unless you have a story like me, you're not going to join immediately. You're going to get your hours. You're going to have to put in time to, you know, background stuff to accrue so many hours of being on a union set.
Right.
You know, so it's a whole process. And then the other thing is, if you're a starving artist and, you know, you're just trying to make it, you came here and with $65, the fee is just amazing. It's incredible now. It's like $3,000 or
$3,200.
Okay, I guess. Right. You're like, to be exact.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to weigh all of that stuff. But in the long run, this is going to be your craft. This is what you want to do. You know. It's beneficial, I would think, you know, and especially if you want them great jobs on television or film, you know, most of the jobs are union. There are a lot of non-union stuff that is out there, but yeah, I would say go for it.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I just hear it from, you know, as a newcomer in the acting world, you know, I'm around a bunch of other newcomers, and they're all telling me that they're hearing from other people that you don't want to join immediately because there's a lot of non-union work, you know. But then I'm like, well, you could do 3 background non-union jobs, and that's equivalent to 1 union job as a background, right, doing the same exact thing. So how does that make sense? And then they're like, oh, but if you join, you can't do non-union work, and then you might have those gaps. And I'm like, but at the end of the day, I think like this, like, I'm not you and you're not me. You know? Right. I might be what they're looking for, I might not, but if I don't try, then I'm just going to be waiting, exactly, listening to you.
Yeah.
So that's how I felt about it.
Yeah, this business is so crazy, so fickle. And one of the things that just reminded me when you were saying that is, you know, going into an audition, you can only do the best that you can do.
Right.
I leave, if I totally nail something and I don't get the role, it's not going to be because I didn't do the best I could, but it's going to be because I'm too tall, too short, too dark, too light, whatever. I don't look right opposite of, you know, somebody else. But if I can do the best I can and leave, you know, feeling good about what I did, I release it and I let it go. Versus, you know, having a horrible audition, beating yourself up, and then, you know, you don't get called on top of it.
Right.
Like, my life is over. Oh, I'm never going to work. I'm never going to work. Yeah. So, you know, you just have to release it because you just never know what they want. And, you know, all the variables that play into it, you just do the best you can, you know.
Right.